This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly, and for our next story, we head west to California for an odd story with a Philly connection. And now let's bring in former KYW News Radio reporter and current KNX anchor reporter Karen Adams for more. Hello, Karen. And before we start, I think it's important for everyone to know, when I started at KYW News Radio, my first day, I rode with you to a news story. I shadowed you to see how it would work.
Yes. Yes, you did. And yes, we have a history, Matt. Yes, we do.
It is so good to talk with you. So let's start. The background on this story we're going to talk about, we're focusing on a mansion that's actually turned out to be a couple of mansions. Where are they and what has happened here?
Well, Matt, this mansion, this one particular mansion, is way up in the Hollywood Hills on the famous Mulholland Drive. You have to go up a windy road. It's up the street from Runyon Canyon, a popular hiking trail that gives you a good view of the iconic Hollywood sign. And when you arrive, you can't miss it. It's nowhere near what it used to be among the multi-million dollar homes around it. It's partially boarded up, which was done by the city of LA to keep people out. The windows are shattered and graffiti is all over the place. It's run down looking. It's been completely abandoned.
And the Philly connection here is that it is owned by the Philly's owner's son, correct?
Absolutely. John Powers Middleton is the son of the owner of the Phillies. He's also a film and TV producer, but he's completely abandoned this property. It's not up for foreclosure. His neighbors say about 2 years ago, the squatters took over the property and the problems began. They say one squatter was violent and threw things at people. Then social media brought out the taggers who turned it into the eyesore it is now.
This crowd of people started to appear. And that was the beginning of this graffiti thing, this tagging fest.
When the helicopters were flying overhead, we could hear from the loudspeaker them, you know, yelling at the people. And all of a sudden, as soon as the loudspeaker came on, four or five people that were in the house, I guess taggers or whoever, squatters, taggers, etc., they scurried away like ants.
The police came in the evening and got 10 guys out of here. But after all that was said and done, five of them came back in the middle of the night.
His second property has just recently been tagged.
And the tagging, that is something I don't think we can do justice to on radio, because you see like helicopter shots of this. It is in your face. It is really something what has happened to this house.
Oh, graffiti's all over the place. I mean, it's filled with graffiti. These people are good. This is their livelihood.
This has to be driving neighbors that do live in the houses around it nuts, no?
Absolutely, Matt. The neighbors are concerned not only because of what it's doing to their property values, but the potential for a fire, which could burn up the entire community. It's fire season here, meaning it's dry and the potential for wildfires is great. The brush around the mansion has not been cleared away, so the people there are rightfully concerned. And Middleton, as I said, he owns a second property that he's just not taking care of. And they're fed up.
We'd also like to get this on the news in Philadelphia, where the father of the property owner lives. Mm-hmm. He's kind of a serial, terrible landowner.
John Powers Middleton, come clean your house up.
I like art, and I like graffiti in an art gallery. I don't like it on a house that's down the street from my house.
The neighbors, they've been in contact with the city of LA several times. Many are calling for Middleton's father to intervene. Inspectors with building and safety have been out listing several violations. The pool has water in it, which is a potential danger. The police have also been out chasing away taggers and squatters. Now, the issue of people and developers abandoning properties is just a growing problem with the city of LA. Downtown, it recently sued a developer for abandoning a couple of tall buildings that became an eyesore there. After taggers got to them, someone even base jumped from them.
The idea that this is a growing problem, do you see this with like mansions like this out there?
Now, this is unusual because it is a mansion. It's a private residence. You know, the towers I speak of downtown, they were to become a building for businesses, possibly apartments, that was abandoned. So That's one problem, but this is unusual. People just don't buy a home and then walk away from it and then let it become trash.
Has there been any statement or anything from Middleton about why he's doing this or anything like that?
We haven't heard from Middleton, but right now the city is working to strengthen its laws against people just abandoning their properties without properly securing them. And in this case, the city is considering action against Middleton, saying he's in violation of the law.
All right. Thank you very much. That is Karen Adams, KYW News Radio alum and current KNX anchor reporter. Karen, thank you so much. Wonderful to talk with you.
Absolutely. Likewise. Thank you, Matt.
We should note we have gotten a statement from the Phillies that says, quote, the California properties are owned by John Powers Middleton. No other members of the family have ownership, investment, control, or involvement in these properties. Later this past week, LAPD arrested a man and a woman in connection with vandalizing one of John Powers Middleton's two mansions. The 40-year-old grew up in the Philadelphia area, went to the Haverford School, and worked on films that have won awards. His father, of course, has been controlling owner of the Phillies since 2016. The Week in Philly continues after this. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.